It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, friends. Marco here. Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. I know a lot of my episodes are theoretical or maybe even theological, but today I want to talk a little practical, and talk about both the terminology and decisions around whether your ministry with young teens should be a middle school ministry or a junior high ministry. And you probably know I'm a lifelong young teen youth worker, been working with middle schoolers or junior hires for like 42 years. And since I've spoken and written on this topic for so long, I just regularly get asked a very practical question. First, about terminology. Should we use the term junior high or the term middle school? And then often about which grades to include. So let me start with that first half. Whether you use the middle school or junior high label is really not a big deal these days, but it does mean something. And I've said for a number of years that I lean toward the term middle school. In fact, this episode was prompted by a ministry leader texting me to ask if I knew of evidence other than my own observation that middle school is a more common term these days. More on that in a bit. In the arc of history, junior high schools are fairly new, even in the extremely short scope of American history. The first junior high was established in 1909. Shout out, Ohio. Originally 7th through 9th grade, though not many still have that format, but that was the format way back when I was in junior high. They were meant to be just what the name implied, junior high schools. We often shorten it to junior high, which removes it from its original intent, and maybe that's good. The middle school movement, there's an interesting Wikipedia article on middle school, by the way, all around the world. The middle school movement started in the 60s, but really took root in the 90s as more educators took seriously the uniqueness of young teens. The idea was the students aren't merely little high schoolers. They are in a distinct developmental stage and need a school that is fully aware of those realities. Most middle schools shifted to 6th through 8th grade in response to developmental and cultural realities like the drop in puberty. These days, whether a school is called a middle school or a junior high often has very little to do with the grades or ages of the students, as schools have adjusted back and forth, often to population numbers, and often only for demographic reasons. But the 6th through 8th grade format is still the most common. In fact, in response to that text message I mentioned earlier, I read that Wikipedia article again, and I saw this statement. The middle school format has now replaced the junior high format by a ratio of about 10 to 1 in the United States. Wow. 10 to 1 is a pretty significant ratio. Because of my commitment to the developmental uniqueness of the young teen years, I tried to take a bit of a stand on only using middle school as terminology for a number of years. But ultimately, what you call your ministry to young teens is so much less important than what grades you choose to include and why. The first question to ask is there uniformity in how the schools in your area are formatted in terms of grades? It just doesn't make much sense to me to confuse everybody by doing something different than all the schools in your area. That said, it's very common that there's not uniformity. The middle school ministry that I'm a part of has kids from a wide variety of schools that have all different kinds of names and grade formats. Developmentally, I do like 6th through 8th grade together. I acknowledge that 6th graders are pretty different than 8th graders, but I'd prefer to have 6th graders in a ministry that honors where they're headed rather than where they've been. And while I regularly use the terms junior high and middle school interchangeably these days, I'm going to mostly default to middle school.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.